everything I wanted on Cork's hit music station, Red FM. Here's what I wanted. I wanted that sound to be a bit more upbeat, Billy.
Just a little.
Back 16, to Monday.
16 minutes past 7 o'clock. A very good morning to you. It is Thursday. You're on breakfast. Just reading this story. I'm just continuing to read the story on the quads. I've gone down the quads rabbit hole
go
now.
On,
I'm, reading
all, go on.
I'm reading their entire life story here. This is the quads that were born in 2003. Was it? What they were? Well, they're babies in 2003. Anyway, they're absolutely adorable. Four little girls. This is Shauna, Amy, Kelly, and Katie Murphy. And then there's the photograph of them on their 10th birthday in 2012. And now they're turning 8. These are the first quadruplets ever born in Cork. They're celebrating their 18th birthday with a visit, and they've got photographs here of the cake, with a visit to the medical team who delivered them, and they brought a big cake into the hospital. And they were met by some of the original team of 45 expert staff led by Professor John R. Higgins, consultant obstetrician and gynecologist at Cork University Maternity Hospital. I can imagine him, he was just on the ward going about his business, and in arrives four 18-year-olds with a massive cake. Who does that? Who arrived? Do you remember your mum's gynecologist?
No. I
never showed up at 18. I went back in and I said, sorry, is Dr. Murphy around?
Oh, yeah.
How are you? It's me. Do you remember me? You probably remember me, arse. Check it out. Smack it. You remember the smack. Listen to this. Now you know us. You know me now.
I have you. How are you?
Yeah, it's been a while. Right, let me have a look at the traffic for you very briefly. Building now on the EMA. Cars a little bit busy. No incidents to report as of yet. And we'll keep you up to date as the morning progresses. Stick around, we've got your best song ever on the way. We'll play The Killers next as well.
Hang on. Red FM Breakfast with Ray and Jay.
Liz on Good as Hell, Cork's Hate Music Station. This is Red FM, 10 past 8. Good morning and welcome to your Thursday.
The perfect wedding with Clayton Hotel Silver Springs. From the perfect proposal to the perfect wedding, your day's in safe hands at ClaytonHotelSilverSprings.com.
Okay, so the final for this is going to be on the 1st of February. If you want to get in to the final, you got to come on the air with us. And basically have us terrorise you, grill you over your relationship live on the radio. This morning we've got Porrick and Norma. Morning, guys. Hello.
Hi, lads.
Hi, Porrick. How are you this morning?
Good, man. Yeah.
Good.
Good. And there's Norma over there. Did we wake ye?
No, I'm in your workplace.
You're in work already. Norma, you at home or where are you?
I'm at home, yeah. I'm on night shift.
All right. Jeekers. What time did you finish at?
Yeah. No, I'm starting tonight.
Oh, you're starting tonight? So you've got the whole day before you go in. You've got that hanging over you.
Yeah.
All day today. I know the feeling. What do you do? What do you work at?
I'm a children's nurse in Dublin.
In Dublin?
Yeah, I have a bit of a commute this morning.
Oh, God. So you've got to drive up today as well then? So,
yeah.
What? Do you work in a hospital or where do you work?
Yeah, in a hospital, yeah, in Tala Hospital.
In Tala, okay, very good. And are you going to be working there all week then?
Yeah.
Okay. This is nothing to do with your relationship or your wedding events, but I'm just chatting. Me and Norma are just chatting now, Porrick. Sorry about this.
So
you're in work this morning, are you? Where are you? Where do you work?
Yeah, I'm in Mallow, in Thomas F. Led in Mallow. Shout out to all the boys, they're listening to it.
Very good. Hi to everyone there then. So tell us, lads, I'm just reading through your story. It's really lovely. You've pretty much known each other your entire lives, yeah?
We'd have missed when we were in national school. I'd have been in junior infants and she was in senior infants, and I just gazed across the classroom one day and I saw this chubby girl with rosy cheeks and pigtails and a snappy nose, and
it took
my attention straight away, you know.
And you went for the older woman as well, which is interesting.
She's exactly 11 months older than me.
the charm. Obviously you didn't hook up then. When did you actually strike up a relationship?
That would have been her sister's wedding.
Right.
At around 5 o'clock, about 5 o'clock in the morning, out in the car park of Springfoot Hall.
Lovely. Kisses,
oh my
Norma?
God.
Kisses?
Just a small kiss.
Just a little kiss, that's it. Keep them working at it. Keep them wanting more.
Oh, Jesus.
Right, guys, here's what the story is. Right, I want to know about your engagement. How did you get engaged?
Go on, Norma.
Will I go?
Yeah,
So we were on holidays in Clare and we went for a day trip over to Inishere, one of the islands, and we went for a cycle around. So we were cycling around and then Parag said romantically, oh, I have to go for a pee over there.
Lovely.
And I was like, okay. So we stopped off. And I was sitting on a rock and he came over then and he was started getting down on one knee and started reading out this poem. And I was in shock and I didn't answer for a while. And didn't he, at the end, he was like, well, will you? And I was like, oh, yeah.
You don't keep a man waiting like that, particularly for the big question.
No.
Right. Well, that's a lovely story. We've got questions here for you. Norma, you've got to answer them for me, and if you get them right, we'll put you through to the final for the Clayton Hotel Silver Springs on the 1st of Feb. You ready?
Yeah.
Come on then. Where did you go on your first date, Norma?
We went to Mallow Cinema.
You're right. I've also got Chaser's Bar here. I could have also accepted Chaser's Late Bar. Was that on the, same night?
No, that was the first kind of... The day after the wedding, we went to Chaser's and Mr. Kebab.
And Mr. Kebab. So Chaser's, Mr. Kebab...
I really splashed out.
Chaser's Cinema, Mr. Kebab, or Car in the Car Park. I could have accepted any of those as a first date location. And let me get one more. There's loads of them here. Here's one. What is Porrick's pet hate about Norma?
Being Porrick, he probably made something ridiculous up.
Any ideas?
Girls don't do that.
Come on, just say it.
Girls don't fart, they glow.
Girls don't do that. Girls don't fart, exactly.
Girls don't toot. Okay, well, that's what Porrick said. So, listen, I'll leave it to you to work that out between you, and I'll put you through to the final anyway. Okay. Well done, guys. That was beautiful. What we just heard there on the radio was absolutely lovely. Norman Porrick, you're through to the final. That's on the 1st of February. Good luck with it, and many happy returns.
So
cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking our call. Have a lovely day. Bye. Drive safe up
you
to Dublin today as well, Norma. Right, that's it. Done for another... done on our show for another day. We'll be listening to more couples through the day here on Cork's hit music station, Red FM. It's the perfect wedding with the Clayton Hotel, Silver Springs.
The Neil Prendeville Show on Twitter at NeilRedFM.
The Neil Prendeville Show has been dominated by the events of the last 2 weeks, of course, not just politics and the upcoming election, but the various crimes that have been committed and the apparent dissension into what looks like all-out war on the streets in some states. Callers from Spring Lane and surrounding areas are in fear for their lives following a call-out video that surfaced on Facebook last night. One resident who called us says that Cork is becoming the new Drogheda, while another homeowner is afraid to leave his children out of the house. Now, this homeowner also said he thinks the army should be brought in to deal with the feud. The whole place is on edge. One traveller family has apparently called out another traveller family. Have a listen.
This is going out to the Stokes above a Knocknaheeny site, above Knocknaheeny above. This is the Carties here from Cork. Now listen here, boys. You're getting away with all bits and pieces around the law, but you're getting away with them all, right? We're Carties in Cork. We don't give a f*** with no one. Ye don't know who you're f***ing messing with. I promise ye, you're putting up bits and pictures above around Facebook. Facebook, you're putting up pictures by the way, your this and your that. Listen, your ideas are fair goes. He won't get fair goes off us, and I promise ye that. And if any man get involved with ye, they'll get in his mouth, and I promise you that.
And that was the first call-out that appeared around social media last night. And of course, a call-out like that will elicit a response. And here is that response.
This is a message going to the Snuffy Carties from Spring Lane. This is the Duffy Dozens here speaking. We're waiting all evening for you to come up. You're saying we're getting away with things. We're baiting you all your life and nothing you do about it. You Duffy Smelly Bowsy and the likes of any of you we care on this road, we're going to bait you today, you Duffy tramps. And you're looking for me on that road, lad. We
frightening stuff. We bring you both sides of that because that's all happened in the last 24 hours. The absolute absurdity of how a 16-year-old babysitting gets more for sitting with your child, probably not in the tax system as well, than qualified professional play school providers who've done 4 years in college and are caring for and educating them at play school. And I don't want to be put a smart comment to it, but I know people in the childcare business, and to be frank, their take-home pay won't take them home.
Absolutely. They are in it for the love of the kids. I set up my business 12 years ago and I started with four kids and I now have a booming business, thanks to God, and I employ seven girls. And these seven girls depend on me on their wages every week. And, you know, I know one particular girl in my service. She went for a loan only recently and got denied because she's only working the ECCE hours. So that means that she's not in full employment. She's only working 38 weeks of the year. She doesn't get paid for bank holidays with what I get from the department. So I have to take that out and make sure I have that every week so I can pay her and I can retain her. So then that leads to the staffing crisis because no one is coming into the sector. Why would you? Why would you? These girls are intelligent, educated women and that are rearing our future and educating our future. And it's like, you know, I always say the analogy of the onion, peel back all the layers. What's the most important thing to any mom and dad out there? It is their child. You can take away the cars, you can take away the houses and the fancy holidays and everything. I live for my children, as does every other parent out there. I really don't know any parent that doesn't live for their child. So it is vital that the funding is put into childcare. Absolutely vital that it goes into childcare.
Stay with me a moment, Avril, if you would. Gillian, good morning.
Of course. Good morning. Good morning to all your listeners. And I was just listening to Avril there, and I was on with you a couple of weeks ago saying that I'm closing. But I'm delighted that this is an election issue and that we are protesting about this. And we're not doing it for ourselves. I certainly am not. I'm going to Dublin. I'm shutting my service, unfortunately. But parents will not have the high quality services, particularly the smaller and medium-sized ones, if this scheme is not properly funded.
Before you go.
Cork City Music Station, Red FM. Have to hand it to Lewis Capaldi. Hasn't turned into an Adele, writing a whole album about his ex who's on Love Island. It's Before You Go, and he comes to Leaside this summer. I'm looking forward to it. Red FM.
Red FM.
I'm Phil. Right now, I want to get you Cork and Ice, a family pass, because they are open till this Sunday, and you can have a family pass for yourself, whoever you want to bring with you. Maybe you've got kids, maybe you've got a brother and sister that hasn't done ice skating before. Now is the time for them to rise to the challenge. If you've got WhatsApp on your phone, right now, just put Cork and Ice at the start of your message, and tell me who your family are, okay?
What is it?
1, 2, 3. Magic number.
1.3. is the total number of people in millions who have attended Live at the Marquee over its full 15 years to date.
That's nice.
18, the number of acts announced so far for this, the 16th series.
That's nice.
2, the number of Johnnies that will perform the biggest Irish podcast show ever.
That's nice.
Yes, it is. And finally, 3 is the number of Mrs. Brown's Boys shows there will be this year, and that is also nice.
What did your husband buy for you?
He got me elocution lessons.
Didn't really work, did they?
Actually, they did. I used to say, f*** off. Now I say, that's nice.
Cork's Hit Music Station, Red FM, Adele, Send My Love, and I would like to send my love to Kira Horgan and Patrick Bowles, contestants in Red FM's The Perfect Wedding. I can't get either of them, is. What am I going to do?
I thought you were going to say you were going to send your love to me.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was the way we were going to segue here. But anyway.
No, I'm trying to get my contestants for The Perfect Wedding.
Oh, no. Yeah. Do you have their backstory?
Yeah.
Go on. Can you tell us? Well, or do you want to wait?
Well, that was, you know, well, if I don't know if I'm going to get him at this point.
Okay.
I'm looking for Bob and Bubba.
Oh, is that what they call each other? Oh.
So maybe I won't say any more, because out there in listener land, there's probably only one Bub and Bubba.
I feel like there's a lot of Bub and Bubbas, though.
I'm looking, I presume Bub is him. I'm looking for you, Bub. Bubba's been in touch, and she's given us some deets on you, Bub, and I want to put you to the test to see can I put you through the next round.
I wonder what else they call each other. Babe, baby. Baby really freaks a lot of people out.
What about Honey Bunny?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that one. Honey Bunny.
Their story is brilliant. It involves getting
squishy,
being proposed to in the Hunter Valley in Australia, and it going a little bit wrong.
Oh,
yeah,
that sounds interesting.
I know. Come on, lads, I'm looking for you. Where are you?
I always thought if I got engaged, I'd have a photographer ready to go. You know, because you need that picture. How else are you going to get that moment?
Nice and spontaneous. Love it. Come here. Very exciting stuff. Tonight, ahead of the Winter Music Festival in the White Horse in Ballincollig, I am chatting to Paul Linehan of the Frank and Walters.
Whoa. Lovely.
But I thought, as usual, I would be ringing him for a local legend chat. And instead...
He's only gone and popped in.
He's popped in.
Oh, brilliant.
He's on the way.
Class.
As is Izzy Showbizzy on Red Hits from 7. Don't show up.
Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Paul from the Frank and Walters, thank you for joining me in studio.
How's it going, Dave?
It's going fantastic. Congratulations on the 30th anniversary. How do you feel?
Older.
I chatted with Ashley ahead of the Cypress Avenue gig before Christmas, and I mean, the stories are brilliant. Paul and Linda McCartney on Top of the Pops, the night that the Sultans video was on as well.
Yeah.
Noel Gallagher, roadie for the Inspiral Carpets, teaching them how to hurl.
That's right, yeah.
Radiohead taking them out on tour.
Yeah,
having Tom York regularly thanking you guys for the leg up that you gave him, going into Leaders to get the uniform, the orange. Because I remember I was friends you Derek Chambers, his older brother.
All right, Colin was our friend. Yeah,
Umvar in Bishopstown. So I was buddies with Derek in college. Yeah. So he'd be giving me, and he'd be with his purple flares, and he'd be giving me the whole insight and the Franks thing. And I've been a fan ever since. Yeah. You know, there's something about your songwriting and the way the simplicity that you try to bring out of it. I don't know if anyone's ever mentioned Patrick Kavanagh in relation to your sort of stuff, but he used to try to write about the simple and see the big in the small. And there's something about your songs, the way you strip down stuff that I've just. So I love the lyrics, but I love the arrangement. And the pop rock feel to them as there is anyway, but the lyrics too have always been something. Thanks. For me, you and Rory on Saturday night in the White Horse in Ballincollig as part of their Winter Music Festival are stripping back the songs, going acoustic and telling some stories.
There about a year ago we started doing kind of more acoustic gigs, and we were kind of enjoying them, and we kind of liked the it's kind of a relaxed affair. It's not so loud. And you can kind of hear the songs kind of very clearly. The great thing about an acoustic gig.
The general sound mix.
Yeah. The great thing about an acoustic gig is that you can hear the words perfectly, and you can hear the melody. You can hear everything perfectly, and it's just a different vibe. It's kind of.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hey girl, my multimillionaire old man paid €4 in income tax last year, but that didn't stop me from forming a political party called Eat the Rich Bitch. We're based in Ballintemple, so everyone has cool beanies and amazing skin from our time as hyper-woke ski instructors in the Italian Alps. I'm running in Cork South Central to ease the suffering of people who think it's okay to buy last year's ski jacket in a sale. I totally cry for them at night. I'm really looking forward to knocking on doors all over the South Side, except for Mahon and the bit of Douglas down by Nemo. So, like, how can I get lower order types into my party to knock on semi-detached doors? Ed, Ballintemple.
My cousin is complete political animal. He's an expert in proportional representation and virginity. I said, I have a question on behalf of this posh boy running for the Dáil who's totally out of touch with the general population. He said, how do you know Leo Varadkar?
This is Red Hits on Cork's Red FM. Izzy's throwback track.
Laura, tell us what you're up to at the moment.
I'm currently in work, Izzy, would you believe?
And how is it, like, I mean, are you, like, watching for your boss to see you on the phone? Like, is it a sketchy situation?
I don't know, I'm out the back now, just chilling, so he's not here, so it's grand. We're just tipping away.
Just in case Izzy rings me, I'll just go out the back so nobody can see anything.
Yeah. I'll just be careful.
Well, now, we might be able to give you a pair of Gate Cinema tickets because you correctly identified the name of tonight's throwback track from Justin Timberlake. It is.
It was Rock Your Body, it was.
Yes, it's an absolute tune. Who would you like me to play for tonight?
I would like you to play it for my dad. Sure, why not?
Sure. Oh, that's lovely now, Laura, isn't it? You're very good. Okay, for yourself and your dad, and congratulations, you've bagged yourself the Gate Cinema ticket.
You're very good.
You're very welcome. Tonight's throwback track is Justin Timberlake, Rock Your Body. I'll let you get back to work now.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Izzy.
Bye-bye.
Night Shift with Killian Pettit. Red FM.
So, Denise from Castlemary, you just arrived home from the gym, is that right?
Yeah, I work in a gym at the moment.
So you didn't just go for workout, you actually work in the gym.
Yeah, I do.
Now, it's a New Year's resolution of mine to try and get a bit fitter. So could you give me a few pointers of things I should do, like a little mini workout kind of thing?
Is there anything you enjoy in particular?
I mean, I hear squats are good, yeah?
Yeah, the combination exercise, so it's working everything.
So tell me what to do now. I'm just moving over. I've cleared a bit of space on the floor. Denise, what do I need to do?
So you have to have your feet about shoulder width apart.
Gee, I thought you said put my feet on my shoulders. No, shoulder width apart. Right, they're shoulder. Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're shoulder width apart. Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to lead with your bum, so you kind of sit back into it.
All right, 1 second there now. So my legs are shoulder width apart. I'm slowly going down. I'm slowly going down. I'm slowly Oh, jeez, did you hear that? Oh, God, I think I'm after... Oh, God, it's something underneath me has snapped, Denise. I think I might be stuck here. So, maybe... do you know what? You're grand. I'll figure it out myself. I'm only calling to tell you you've won tickets for the Omniplex.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Look, I'll be grand, Denise. You go off and do whatever you were going to do for the night, okay? Don't worry about me, Denise. I'm fine. I'm too proud to take any help. Take care, Denise.
Thank you.
Bye. Goodbye.
105.2 in Kinsale. Cork's Red FM.
Right now at 5 o'clock with the latest for you, Lana.
On air, online, and on the Red FM app. This is Red FM's news feed.
A verdict of death by natural causes has been returned in the case of a four-year-old boy who died after being found unresponsive in a Cork creche in December 2018. Killian O'Driscoll of Parkgate, Frankfield, was described as a very affectionate child who loved jigsaw puzzles and the outdoors, particularly Fountainstown Beach. Our senior reporter Fiona O'Donovan is at the inquest for Red FM News.
At his inquest today, the court heard Killian rarely napped, but on the day he died had slept for nearly 3 hours in the creche in a playhouse at Type structure. The court heard a safe sleep policy where children are checked on every 10 minutes was not recorded for Killian's age group in the kindercare, childcare in ovens, and staff members gave evidence that they had checked on him visually but had not physically climbed into the structure to check on him. In her evidence, Dr. Margaret Bolster told the court it was a very complex case, but Killian had contracted a viral infection in his lungs which attacked his heart and caused him to collapse and stop breathing. She said the infection had probably been lurking for some time but wouldn't have had clinical significance. Speaking to Red FM News outside the court, the O'Driscoll's solicitor Amy Connolly read a statement on the family's behalf.
We cannot understand how Thusla, who are supposed to be the experts, could possibly have permitted the creche to operate if there was no sleep monitoring policy in place, as certainly was the case for Killian, who was not monitored. Thusla should have insisted that a sleep monitoring policy be put in place for toddlers, and the creche should not have been permitted to continue an operation in the absence of such a policy. Whilst nothing can bring Killian back, and our pain will be with us forever, we do hope that lessons can be learned from today.
In their recommendations, the jury advised staff in all creches be made aware of all policies and procedures and be regularly updated on any changes made. Cork City Coroner Philip Cummin extended his sympathies to the family and to the staff in the creche. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Cork City Coroner's Court.
A young woman from...
Starting with football, Premier League leaders Liverpool can go back 16 points clear at the top of the table with a victory away to Wolves this evening. Meanwhile, Watford go to Tranmere looking for it to seal a tie with Manchester United in the fourth round of the FA Cup. Off the pitch, Glenn Whelan is reportedly close to joining League One side Fleetwood Town. The 36-year-old Republic of Ireland midfielder is a free agent since being released by Hearts earlier this month. Joey Barton's Fleetwood are currently 4 points outside the playoff places in League One. In Gaelic games, CIT hosting NUIG in the Fitzgibbon Cup this evening. Throw-in at CIT is at 7 p.m.